State Media Concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything with
Mariano
and Pauline.
Hashtag Pauliano. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast.
It's simple. It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on to get us, to get us.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And we're Pauliano.
Pauliano.
And she's back.
I'm back. Did and you guys miss me?
I was going to say, I thought I did, and then she came back, and I was like, oh, you know what?
Whatever, I missed you so much.
I missed you too, actually.
Lies.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I was missing you. I was thinking about you the entire weekend.
What'd you do that weekend?
So I actually went to LA, and I actually had a doctor's appointment in LA, so that's mm-hmm. why I went. Mm-hmm. And then I also got to see I also got to see a lot of my friends because I went to school in Southern California, so got to see some of my friends and enjoy some time with them, watch some basketball. It was good.
Nice. I told everyone last week that you had to go to the doctor to get your head surgically reattached because
oh my gosh,
because we were talking about like old school commercials and soccer and I brought up sock and boppers, so then we bought some and knocked your
sock and boppers.
Yeah, exactly.
Those
see?
Are so fun.
We should really do that. Then you could get your head reattached.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm not gonna lose my head.
No. No need to lose our heads.
Whatever. No, I just had what did I have? Oh, I had foot surgery, so I was just going for a checkup and seeing my physical therapist and all that. So, but we're good to go now. So
nice,
everything's good. How was your weekend? I missed you.
I missed you too. Actually, what did I do? I don't know. I probably just slept because I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, exciting! Such a great time.
Well,
such amazement.
I know. No, this weekend I did a lot of like prep work for other stuff.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing about when you leave for a little while. I mean, I was only gone for like, 4 or 5 days?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I needed like 2-3 days to regroup and mentally, everything and get ready for the week. So I get it.
That's what I did. It was like the, you know, like laundry slash mm-hmm. like catch up on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Couple
exactly.
days. Sleep included.
Oh, I know. That's the one thing. I did not sleep that much. But I mean, I'm not mad. I mean, I had a good time. It was really good. And so... But anyways, speaking of L.A., Nick Young.
Oh, man.
And Iggy Azalea. Poor thing. I feel bad for her.
I feel bad for her, too.
I feel really bad for her.
I'm not surprised anymore when things like this happen, but that must suck. Poor thing. And she's in the spotlight, too. Well, for those of you who don't know, first of all, Iggy Azalea, the Australian rapper, mm-hmm. she was dating Nick Young.
Allegedly a rapper.
Allegedly a... Yeah. I agree. I'm glad we share that. All right. Let's rephrase. Iggy Azalea.
Iggy's a rapper, I'm a rapper.
Some chick from Australia.
I'll put out a
No, I
tracks.
Agree, actually. I agree, but that's just... I was just trying to be like, you know...
I mean, I'm sorry, Iggy. Let me stop. You're going through a hard time. I'm sorry, girlfriend. My bad.
But she's gonna diss you like Joe Budden and Drake, but we'll get to that later.
I mean...
It's on.
I mean...
That's it.
I mean, you know... Anyway, so, poor thing. I know, I shouldn't talk mess about somebody who's going through something. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
But then again, you're terrible, so...
I know. So, she has posted on Twitter that she has found out... so, they were engaged,
yep.
and then they broke up, and she was, like, suspecting that he was, like, cheating on her.
Oh, they broke up, and then she was suspecting, or she...
Well, okay, that's why they broke up, because she had seen girls going in and out of the house on the security camera. Yes, so...
How can you be that stupid?
Yeah, come Nicholas, on, Nick Young. Like, yeah, seriously, cut him off. Or like,
I mean, don't do it in the first place, Nick Young.
Exactly, but I mean, I don't know. So, that happened, and then I guess they were kind of, like, trying to figure things out, whatever. She wasn't quite sure what she was going to do. And then, come to find out, his... I don't know how many baby mamas does he have.
Well, I thought
his
it was
old boo,
yeah.
who they have a kid
I think it's,
together.
I think it's just the one, though.
Okay. So she's pregnant again.
Yep.
And she's four months
along. Pregnant.
Like, so she's not, like, fresh. Like, she's, like, pregnant, like, for sure pregnant.
She's way pregnant.
Supposedly, it's Nicholas's. And that's just rude.
Well, it's
you
a lot of things.
You gotta figure it out. You can't have everything. You gotta, if you're gonna be with your baby mama, be with your baby mama. That's fine. But why you gotta drag Iggy into it? That's so rude.
I don't know. I felt bad. So when I read that, I felt bad too. I was like, oh man, that sucks. They were engaged to be married.
Yeah, like it wasn't just like they were just kicking.
But you know what though, too?
Stuff.
Good thing. Good thing she found out before the wedding.
Very true. Because right? Then that would have been like on some Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union mess. Because he also had a baby with some Tataina from...
I did not.
Yes, and she stayed with him. Honestly.
What?
Yes.
Gabrielle Union?
Because I guess they went on like a break or something like that. And then, womb, some girl pop up.
Womb.
I'm pregnant and it's yours. And then Dwayne was like, dang. And then Gabrielle. I mean, Gabrielle stuck it out. I mean, to each his own. I don't know what I would do. Because, I mean, Gabrielle, I don't know. That's my only thing. I mean, they're clearly doing fine.
When I see them together, I'm like, man, he's lucky to have Gabrielle Union.
That's
period.
What I'm saying.
I know.
She went all this time waiting it out, didn't have no kids, nothing. And then she marries this man and he brought all those kids with him.
I know.
And then want to pop up with a new one. Like, no. That's
maybe she likes him. Or maybe she stayed because of the kids and she didn't want to like put him
true.
Through that.
True. She seems like a very good woman. But I don't know. If I'm engaged to somebody and then somebody pops up and says, oh, I'm pregnant by your
four
fiance.
4 months pregnant. I know.
No. I just got to bow out and just, you know what, throw the towel in. It's cool. It was fun. Thank you for letting me know. Best of
before,
luck.
Yeah.
Let me send you some Pampers. Call it a day.
I'm not sending you any Pampers either.
I'll send you some Pampers because the kid ain't did nothing wrong. It was you.
That's true, but Nick Young can afford Pampers.
Definitely.
So Iggy should not be sending him Pampers.
Well, some Similac. I mean, kids go through it. Kids go through
kids
it
do
fast.
Go through dumb Pampers. I know.
I mean, and he clearly is not worried about... I mean, he's not responsible, it doesn't seem like. So I'll just be like...
Nonsense.
It's like a peace offering gift. You know, like, I'm not mad. Do you? I'm over it. Here's your Pampers. Gotta go. Don't
I don't
call
know if
me.
I'd want peace, though. That's the difference here. So I don't know if I'd... Like, I'm not going to duel them at midnight with swords, but...
Duel.
Yeah. I'm slapping in the face. I challenge you, my dear boy. But I mean, I wouldn't, like... I wouldn't expect to be friends. I would just be done.
Well, I guess what I'm saying... True. I would cut it off with him, but maybe like sending the Pampers to the girl. It's like, so she knows, like, I don't want no drama.
But
keep
at the same time,
them.
She
I'm
knew, though,
it.
Too. But she knew that.
That's the thing.
How
too.
Do you not know that a very public couple is.
Yes, yeah, some
so
girls
she,
just don't care.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Some girls don't care. But then maybe she
but
felt
then some
like,
guys
I'm
don't
his
care.
Baby mama. Like, I have more claim over him than you.
Yeah, but still, there's ways of doing that. That's, you know, the right way to. And she didn't. So, I mean, again, what's done is done, but I wouldn't be all friendly about it. I'd be like, you know what, whatever. Take your baby, take your girl, and see ya.
Mm,
you know?
Yeah. She should just move on.
Yeah.
I think...
Pampers. Save her.
Well, I mean... everybody needs Pampers.
She should send him a used Pamper, if you know what I'm saying.
Stop it. Anyways. So, that's been like that. She's been posting about it on Twitter. I know that it's interesting to me when celebrities post like about their breakups on Twitter and things.
Yeah.
Because then they
because
get
they're
mad
normally...
when...
normally kind of private too.
Yeah, and it's like then they get mad when like the public we talk about it, but it's like you're posting
exactly
it, and
yeah.
You're telling all your business, spilling all your tea, so you know I don't know. I guess
so we're just gonna sip it.
I mean yeah, we're just gonna, you know, pour it into the cup. It's a little hot right now, but whatever.
There should be a Kermit filter for Snapchat.
Oh,
whenever
oh.
You say something like oh that's a great idea, whenever you say something funny to someone or something that's true, like a hard reality.
Right.
Just send him a Kermit picture, just sipping tea.
Just some sipping tea, just sipping there. That's wild.
That'd be a good idea.
That, I honestly, yeah. And he got to be sitting under, like, some shade.
Yeah.
So he just sipping his tea under some shade.
Or there should just be a shade, you know, like if you're throwing shade on someone.
Okay, I don't, yeah.
Right? They should hire me at Snapchat.
Dude, okay, so Snapchat actually is getting, like, of course, like, celebrities have Snapchat, but the FLOTUS herself has a Snapchat now, and she's popping on Snapchat. I'm not gonna lie,
guys, when I say Pauline was really excited about Michelle Obama on Snapchat.
She's so cute. See? Like, look at her Snapchat. Like, even her little profile picture on that little ghost thing is cute.
I didn't even know you can make them move like that. She has like four little
that's what I'm saying. Like, her Snapchat is popping.
It's on fleek. It's better than mine. I'm 23 years old.
Exactly. Like, Michelle's got it going on. Like, she bad girl. She cool. She is. And like, so she's been posting. It's really cute because, and it's kind of fun because we're able to get kind of like an inside look on like her life. And she's, and it's not just like all politics on mm-hmm. there and just showing like dinners and things like that. Like, she's actually taking like selfies. Like, she's using emojis. She got Sass Girl on her name. Like, she knows what she's doing. She popping. She, you know. She in this thing.
That's just not like funny because it's wrong, but it's just interesting to me. Like, man, Michelle Obama has a Snapchat. I just, that's not something that I would guess.
Right. You know? But then it's them.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
As soon as Barack's up out of office, he's about to have one too.
I know.
They're going to be snapping.
He's
going to
be spilling like nuclear launch codes. And
no. Well, the White House has a Snapchat too, which I have not really looked at. I mean, I guess they'll just pretend to show us things so we think that we're getting inside look, but it's all fake. They're spying on us.
It's a decoy White House.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's probably, they're just probably like spying on us. Okay, but I've heard about that too. Some people think, you know, like on Snapchat when you can use those filters and then it's like your face, like it's like a facial recognition thing. So like the government's using it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you see? Well, that's smart. That's why they want all these followers.
And like with the iPhones and like the touch, like using your thumbprint
the fingerprint scanner?
Yeah, so now they just have a database of everybody's fingerprint.
I'm telling you, Apple's an American company. They have control of it.
I mean, they're watching us. Big Brother. You know,
Big Brother, go away, dude.
So Big Brother's just like, but I mean, I don't have my thumbprint on my phone because it makes me nervous.
I don't either.
So
unless my phone doesn't do that.
Yeah, you don't have an iPhone. Samsung. Wait, what kind of phone do you have?
Well, it's still American. It's Motorola.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, they're coming for me first, so it's fine. You'll have time to save yourself.
That's fine with me too.
Yeah.
We'll continue this. We just have to take a quick commercial break. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And we are back.
Back again.
Now, one thing that we wanted to talk about was Heterosexual Pride Day. It's a hashtag that I saw on Facebook.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. I know that when we were talking about this a little bit earlier, we were mentioning how people are upset about it. And I can see why.
I can see why, too.
It's almost like I don't know what the intent behind it was, but I can see why it would be seen as kind of a joke and making fun of
something that shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. But like, do you think there should be one? Like, do you think it's that big a deal in a negative way?
Do you think heterosexual pride day?
Yeah.
No, we celebrate heterosexual love every day, all day long, through everything. So we don't need to, we don't need to take away from anybody. Like, I think that because it's represented through everything already, and considered more acceptable than something else, like, it's just... one of those things, like, and that can happen with, like, religion and, like, race and things.
Right.
People try to create other things, and it's just, like, let one group have their own and just let it be and let them enjoy that. We don't need to take away something, especially, like, heterosexual pride. I don't know. I don't know why it's just not sitting that well with me. I know it probably wasn't meant to be bad, you know, just for fun or just... to, you know, post pictures with your boo, but...
My only thing is just... I just disagree when people say, like, I'm just always for fairness, you know? And it's like, I just don't think that it takes away from anything else. It's not like it's called heterosexual, not homosexual Pride Day.
Okay.
You know, it's just heterosexual
Pride Day. But then maybe because it's too soon after, you know, like, the Orlando shooting, you know?
Well, I'll put it this way. Like, if there was a parade, like, I wouldn't go. I would just...
Oh, yeah,
I have better things
like,
to do.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every parade but, is just, like, what...
No,
yeah.
I'd go to a gay pride parade.
No,
it,
yeah,
it should be
I
good
would.
Fun. But I wouldn't go to a heterosexual pride parade just because, like, for what? But I'm not, like, against it, though, like a lot of people are. I just feel like, I mean... what's bad about it? I don't understand. You know, some people think they're mocking the gay pride thing, and I'm like, no, I think that people have to be fair. If you want a pride day, then so do I. Like, I can understand the argument, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't see why one... Like, people have that weird thing where there's like a... They call it a zero-sum game, where for me to win, you have to lose. It's like plus one, minus one.
Right.
I feel like everybody can have, you know...
Okay. I see it.
Like a seat at the table. And for someone who's pushing for... fairness and equality, you're kind of shoving someone out of fairness and equality.
Yeah, see, just it's because they're like the majority. Weird, slow.
That's why it I say is. It. It's like if you just if I would just believe in like be about what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. If you want to be fair, then be fair. Like having a heterosexual pride day doesn't stop gay pride. And I'm all for gay pride. And I love, you know,
right.
I love gay people. I have gay like family members who are some of my favorites because they're super awesome.
Right.
And most of my family's sick.
But I can just see why some people would just be like, seriously, no, I get can over too. It. That's like, what, like, you know, like, what's the point of it?
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I understand the argument, too. Like, I'm not, it's not like I'm all into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't see the need to, like, be against it either. Like, I'm kind of right. Okay. I'm right on the fence is what I'm saying.
And that's what I think, like, whoever started it, I'm not quite sure. But, like, what was their intent behind this? Was it just to be like, oh, let's just have one? And it's like, is this really going to be like a reoccurring thing, or is this like a one and done?
I have no idea. Know? And if that's the case, though, then who cares? If it's one and done, then, you know.
Right, right. I don't think it needs to like blow up into something like serious. And, but there was also social media day was yesterday, I believe. And people were just talking about how social media in general.
I've been reading a lot of negative stuff on social media.
Okay, what? Tell me.
Like, I read a lot of... how has social media like negatively impacted your relationships and your...
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, I think it makes people more paranoid just because it opens up...
Too many doors.
Too many doors. And like it literally... Like anybody's accessible. Yeah. People that you would have never even crossed paths with ever.
Yeah, but the thing is though, I still hold it to the individual. Like you still have to regulate yourself, you know?
Right. I mean, you know, back like a long time ago when people only wrote letters, people were cheating on each other too, so...
Yeah. You know. But they were branded with scarlet letters, according to, you know, Nathaniel Hawthorne.
The women were, not the men.
Well, that's fair.
No, okay, anyway. No, but like, okay, so yeah, I think social media, it's...
It's 2016, by the way, so let me say that was a joke.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We're just going to move past, you know, gloss over it.
Exactly.
But, so social media day, I think it's growing faster than people expected. I think maybe that's why. So people don't know how to control it.
Well, who doesn't use... We should get like a statistic. How many people use social media on the planet?
Oh, a lot.
Like babies and dogs use social media.
I was going to say, yeah. My niece has a social... like she has some accounts.
One of my clients' dogs has a... You know, like I'm sure they post for...
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's like dog accounts.
People get like...
Why do you even have that much time?
I know. I mean, but social, but then I guess that's like the fun and the creativity aspect of it. You know, people make a lot of money off social media.
I know.
And so I think that's also a draw, is like people just make so much money and things like that. But
these dogs are just raking in dumb like kibble.
I know. Like I wish I had a cute dog. Well, I have cute dogs, but I'm not going to take the time to pose them.
I know. I have cute dogs too, but I don't really care.
I'm just not doing that. But speaking about animals on social media, in New Jersey. It's been, there's a bear. He's like this black bear, brown bear, black bear, black bear.
Don't hate. He's just a bear.
Okay, he's a bear. Well, he's, you know. Anyway, so his name is Petals, and he actually walks on his two hind legs. So he's a bipedal bear. And he's reemerged. He was discovered a couple years ago.
What if that's like the Bigfoot? Like what?
Okay, so people are, like, freaking out because, one, there's lots of videos that are surfacing again because he's been found again, and people...
Again? Was he, like...
Yeah, so he was, like, people found him and had posted videos of him, and then he just, like, went into the wild, did his thing, and people couldn't find him for a long time, so now he's kind of, like, reemerged, and people... And this is kind of, like, the resurgence of Petals because some people thought he, like, died, like, you know, and... I guess it's like a really big deal in New Jersey, but he walks on his hind legs. Like that's how he walks. And it's interesting because it's kind of cool in a way because like when you see the videos, you can't believe it. Like it literally looks like a person like in a bear suit just walking. But he got hit by a car. And so like his front paws, I think like he's missing like his right one and like his left one's like wonky. So he can't walk. And so now people are really concerned. And like there's a petition to, I guess... New Jersey's wildlife to try to like help him, but they're not sure like should they intervene. I mean, he's been doing fine so far, you know, and has been surviving, but like
it makes me sad, but it also makes me happy because it makes me sad that he got hit by a car,
right?
But it makes me happy that you see how animals can adapt.
Yeah, that's true.
That's pretty cool.
That is true. And I mean, like if you see the videos, it's like you really like they look fake, but I mean he's real. He's like a real bear.
That's interesting. That the Russian family should take him in, and then they'll have two bears.
Oh, my gosh. Right? Yes. They should. Oh. But then, like, but sometimes when you interact with, like, animals, then that's when they die. Humans, we always want to fix everything when we ruin it.
I know, that's true. Yeah. We're pretty unbearable.
So, I mean, maybe they should just leave him, but then...
I think so. I don't think they should mess with him. He's fine as it is, you know?
I know. I wonder where he sleeps. So can he, like, just not eat? Oh, poor guy.
I don't know.
Poor guy. Why am I so fascinated with bears lately? I've been finding a lot of bear news.
You know what? I was considering trying to, like, think of a reason, and I just decided
not
to.
I mean, his name is Petals, though. So cute. He's so cute. Oh,
I thought when I read the name Petals, I was like, does he ride a bike? I don't
know. That's what I thought at first. I was like, okay, maybe he's, like, he does tricks and stuff. But no, he's just hurt. Poor guy. He's handicapped. But I mean, how would they even help him?
That's what I'm saying.
Because they can't take him to captivity. Like, just leave him alone.
I don't know. Give him, like, a bionic arm. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, like one of those 3D. Like, they could make, like, a 3D, like, something. You know how?
Well, they can make, I guess, like, a bear prosthetic. It's possible for humans.
True. But then...
Then he'd have the bear necessities.
Oh, my God. Anyways, we're cutting to a break.
Exactly. On that forest note. Would no longer be unbearable. Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
Poor guys.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And we are back.
La 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 la.
Now.
La 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 la. My vocals. Couldn't hold it in.
On fleek, I'm telling you. Yeah. Queen Bey, where you at?
Queen, I know. She's ignoring me.
She's jelly. That's what it is.
It is. But.
Who was my best friend again? I forget.
Dude, I said Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
And you turned him down.
No, I didn't.
I'll be Shia. No. Well, you had some reasons as to why it will not work out.
I feel like you're making this more negative than it.
No.
Yep. You're downplaying this for sure.
I mean, you can get a new best friend. Me.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. Anyways.
I'll keep Shia LaBeouf on the back burner.
I keep shooting my shot and you just keep swatting.
I said okay. I said yes.
Shoot my shot, swat it.
And I added you on Facebook.
I'm like, true. Oh, yeah. True. Uh-huh. Very, very true. All right, perf.
Let's do this.
Just gotta shoot my shot to the rest of the office and then I'll have some friends. Anyways, so, speaking of social media things, mm-hmm. social media news, mm-hmm. Serial is another podcast that took the world by storm. I feel like everybody for a while there was speaking of Serial. I was really behind. Like, by the time I started listening to Serial, all the episodes were up.
Yeah, when people were saying that, they were like, do you like Serial? And I was like, duh, who doesn't like Serial?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wait, okay.
And the funny thing is, my mom told me about it. I mean, not a diss to my mom, because, I mean, she's cool, but like...
No, my mom's a cave person when it comes to technology.
She was like, we're behind. We have to listen to this podcast. And I was like, sure, mom. So we would listen to it in the car when we would drive places, and then we were hooked. But the center of the podcast show, like that entire series, mm-hmm. was a man named Adnan Syed. And it takes place in Baltimore. And it's actually, I think what people liked about it is that it was like kind of like a murder mystery, but like true life. And like there was drama. And it was really cool.
Oh, Serial. I get
yeah,
it.
Okay. Yeah. And it was really cool because things were developing in the case or through this, the journalist's investigation mm-hmm. in real time. So like she would come back the next episode and say, okay, I just found this out within the last few days. Like this is new developments and things like that. So I think that's another reason
that would be interesting.
Yeah, because you were always listening and it was like the show was creating itself weekly. And so that was kind of cool. But anyway, a lot of people after listening to the show were kind of on the fence about whether or not he was really guilty. And some of the things that she was exposing And the that team was exposing was making people like, okay, maybe this is not true. So like he gained actually a lot of like sympathy through it, which is interesting.
And I'm telling you, if you like publicize just right, a lot of crazy things can happen.
Yeah, that's true. And so, actually it just got decided Thursday, I believe it was, that he's going to get a new trial. And so he's in jail right now for life because allegedly he murdered his high school girlfriend. Hmm. And so
My high school girlfriends.
Oh, stop.
I didn't murder them, though.
Stop it. And then so it's kind of interesting for him because it is interesting how social media, like through a podcast and everything like that, he gained like kind of like fame in a mm-hmm. way, because a lot mm-hmm. of people know about Serial or have heard a little bit about it. And this might change his life, you know?
Well,
he's been in jail since he was, I listened to it. Well, before, because he didn't get to graduate high school.
Oh,
I think it was like his junior and senior year when this was happening. And so he's literally been in jail his entire life.
And if nothing else, this can change his life because let's say he gets big enough to where he's like on TV shows as a guest and he gets paid.
So when he comes out, exactly. Like if he gets released. Well, not even just
that, but you know, if he's making money, he can hire a better lawyer and, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of like what's been happening and things. So, I mean, it's interesting to see because hopefully they'll do like another podcast of it and I don't know.
That would be if that happens. Or no. In fact, just like link it to me, and I want to listen to it.
Okay, I will.
And I'll listen to it while eating cereal, just for them.
Yeah.
Just because it seems mandatory to me for some weird reason.
Right. And it's just like I guess a true example of how social media can change your life, and how, like you said, the correct angles.
Yeah, the right things. Angle in you know the public eye mm-hmm. is really important.
And you know. And so we'll see. Hopefully, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of like a sympathizer with him just after listening to it. But at the same time,
you know,
I just hope that the correct decision happens. Like if he really did kill her, then no matter how much sympathy that you have for a person, you should pay your time for, yeah. You know.
I agree. I mean, number one, high school I'm just kidding. No, here's my thing is I have this weird stigma where I tend to go against the popular opinion because mm-hmm. I find that a lot of the times, like, a person is a smart thing, but people as a group are really dumb. And they jump to conclusions immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, off the bat, sure. If he did it, go to jail. That's unfair. Right. You know, her poor family. Her poor self. I mean, I'm sure.
I know.
What could she have done in high school that was that bad?
That bad, exactly. Right. I know. And for her parents and things.
Yeah, it's unfair. Like, just because you're upset doesn't mean you get to kill someone. You know, that's.
Exactly.
He really overstepped himself.
But I think his friend did it.
Well, then that's a ride or die.
Because his
But then
friend,
why is he in jail?
Exactly, because I think his friend set him up.
Oh.
No, really, because his friend
Why?
Knew, his friend knew a lot of details and a lot of things that, like, really, either you were together doing this or you did it. Hmm. Like, you can't, he was like, oh, he told me this on the phone. Oh, he made me do this. He was, like, digging.
Your impressions are on fleek.
And I'm like, really? Like, he just got nothing. And he, like, helped, like, dig, supposedly. Like, no, that's not fair.
But, you know, sometimes.
I hope they're not friends still.
But the thing is, too. The way the legal system is mm-hmm. if you give them like valuable information,
yes,
then
and I think that because the show kind of shed light on like just like the justice system too, so I think that's another reason why people were really interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it's just it's wild.
It is wild. Do you want to hear a crazy? This is a really short story,
mm-hmm.
and I heard this recently. Maybe like I heard it yesterday. There was this guy who was on house arrest. He had gotten out of jail and he was, you know, on house arrest.
Mm-hmm.
So they put the little ankle bracelet on him.
Right.
And then there was a murder, you know, that it was someone he knew. And it turned out, I don't know how this happened, but it, like somehow they know it was him, but he got off because he had the perfect alibi because he was quote unquote home because they had the little thing on him.
Right.
Tell me how he got it off. Like, how did he murder someone while being at home?
Right. I see.
They accidentally put the house arrest like anklet on his prosthetic leg, so he just took it off.
Shut.
Yeah.
Up.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Well, that's so
that's a stupid mistake.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Who put it on that leg?
Like, I don't know.
Really, really. That person? No. See, no. That's so dumb.
But yeah, that's crazy, right?
Yeah, and that's not. And then so somebody lost their life because somebody didn't want to do their job correctly.
Yep. Hang on. Let's be fair. Somebody lost their life because somebody else thought that they could take somebody else's life.
True.
I mean, somebody not doing their job correctly. Sure, that was stupid. But that doesn't. That's not like, oh, it's your fault. No.
But you can't have like an oversight like that.
Right. It's Captain Pegleg's fault. Like he shouldn't be murdering people. Period. You know, it doesn't make it okay that person messed up. But mm-hmm. it's not like.
But it would have lessened the chance of it being able to follow through.
Definitely. But remember, but that's why
his leg off and killed somebody.
Yeah, he probably beat up with
this
it.
This is like boggling my mind. Right now. He had to have had an extra. You can't just hop out.
Well, I have an uncle. He's not really my uncle. This mm-hmm. guy we call Uncle Frankie. I don't even know who he is. How he's related. Yeah, I don't know. But he has a prosthetic leg, and he has like a lot of them.
Definitely. Because I'm sure that they have, because I know that there's some for like depending on the activities that they're trying to do and things like that. But that's really sad.
He sat there and chose, like, do I go with my running one?
Really sad.
My murdering one?
That's hurtful. But so Adnan, I mean, if you're innocent, I hope that the truth is found out. If you're not, sorry, dude. I mean, you got some...
You get what you get. Yeah. But I like the way you said that. Like, if you're innocent, I just hope the truth comes out. That's exactly how I put it. You know, if you're innocent, cool. If not...
Then thanks for the entertainment. Then suck it. Stay. You need to stay.
We'll send you some cereal boxes, but that's about it.
But anyway, so that's that with him. And... So it's just one of those things that social media, we always kind of like talk about this a little bit, how social media really does impact our lives, whether we want to or not.
Yeah.
For the good, the bad, the ugly, the great.
But we want to because everybody uses it. You know, mm-hmm. it's just insane. It's just insane that like popularity plays such a big role in life because that's what it was. He got popular and now he's getting like a second.
True. Because I don't think without this podcast, segment on him,
right? He wouldn't even.
He would just
nobody
be
would even
sitting there.
But you don't. You can't really blame the justice system too, because they're in it just as much as we are. So like, if it's getting that much light shed on it, mm-hmm. they could have a lot of hate toward them if they didn't give him another. You know.
Okay. Yeah. Like too much pressure.
Exactly.
I see.
You know. Sometimes
giving people what they want.
Right. Like there's that such thing as like give and take. Mm-hmm. And maybe they're just giving a little bit, because if it's true that he killed her and they have evidence enough to put him in jail the first time, and they do it again, then it's like no harm, no foul. Now they're not the nice guys for giving him that chance.
Right.
But he still gets what he deserves if he actually did it.
True.
You know.
Yeah.
So you see, it's like that weird chess game of mm-hmm. of things.
So. But we'll see.
That's all the time we have for this segment, guys, but we will talk to you very soon, and we'll keep up on that.
We got
to
keep updates with it. If you haven't listened to it, listen to it. I mean, tweet at us at GSMC_podcast. Not podcast.
Good job.
That's our website. So if you want to listen to us, you can listen to us at GSMCpodcast.com, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud. Sorry about it. But message us on Facebook.
Let us know
what you think about it, so that you can just, we want to know. We want to know what you guys think. We want to know about any of these other topics, what you guys think.
Exactly. Write us
if
in.
You live in New the Jersey and you've seen Petals, send me a video.
I know.
But don't touch him. Just leave him alone. He's still an animal. Let him be. If you're not a professional person with wildlife, just... don't endanger yourself.
If you're listening to this, you're probably not. So just leave it.
So just, yeah.
But to be clear, the Twitter is GSMC_S Media.
S Media.
That's right.
Got it. So tweet at us. Send me a DM. Bye.
Pollyanna out. Bye.
We out.